It is Tech Tuesday here on the Lucy Ann Lance Business Insider, live from the Suburban Collection. And we welcome Larry Eiler to our show here on 1290 WLBY. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, it was great. How about you?
We're
going to celebrate yours this week.
We are. We're celebrating this week. Looking forward to it. And we've got a great interview coming up on Thursday on New Year's Eve with your son, Derek Eiler, who heads up licensing for all the collegiate set. And it's really interesting to hear about how they license all of these products like University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University.
I don't think a lot of people know about the licensing aspect of things, but Derek's been involved in that since he graduated from Bowling Green 15 years ago, and he actually runs that company now.
He is a remarkable young man, and I know how proud you are of all of your children. How many, seven, Larry?
Seven, yeah.
But I was really impressed with him. So that's coming up on Thursday's show here on the Lucy Ann Lance Business Insider. For Tech Tuesday today, we welcome back an old friend. I looked at him, I said, I know you, Craig Madison. Back in the day, I don't think you were doing the work you are doing today with your company, HR Gems, Inc.
No. Well, when we met, I had a company called Computer Concepts. Bill was working with me then, Bill Cross.
So. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got to know each other.
Right.
You have a degree, though, that's in an entirely different field. When you came to the University of Michigan here back in, what, the late 70s?
Yes. In 78, I came here with my wife and soon-to-be-born first child. And went to music school, got an undergraduate degree in music. And then when I was in graduate school, I found out I had a talent for computers. And did computer networking for like 20 years.
I see that connection with music, math, computers all the time.
Well, that's what happened. I had friends who were getting their PhDs in music and then going to work for IBM. And I thought, well, I should
do
pay
that
my bills too.
Yes. Well, you found a way to do that. And your company is going to help out other people, other companies, other business owners, actually hire better people, one aspect of it. And Larry, how would you describe what they do?
This is really a fascinating story because Craig began this program when he was at the Ross School of Business getting his MBA degree, called HR Gems, and they did research surveys for companies. But in the last 5 years, they've morphed into something called Trait Set. And Trait Set is gives companies the ability to analyze employees and prospective employees as to their behavioral attitude and things like that. So it's a kind of a fascinating story. It's a virtual company. The VP of sales is in Iowa. One of the partners is in Florida. Craig is here, and his wife is involved with the business and some other people that are around Ann Arbor. So a true virtual story, spin out of Ross School, and morph from one thing into another, as many high-tech companies do. They saw an opportunity, and now they're starting to take off and get some real traction with their business.
That's great. Craig, who are your customers at HR Gems?
Well, we're focusing right now on the quick-service restaurants, pizza restaurants, casual dining, chain restaurants, not the big companies, but like the Beef O'Brady's is one in Florida.
Yeah, tell us about Beef O'Brady's.
Yeah, why don't we have a Beef O'Brady's here? Doesn't that sound delicious?
Well, they were an early, really good customer. They've got hundreds of stores, hundreds of restaurants, but they're basically on the South.
Yeah.
We're getting more into Burger King now, where we just signed up a 200-plus store franchise out of Illinois.
Wow.
And that was because of our new VP of sales, Lenny. He's really good.
Now, are they using this like a Burger King? Would they be using it to hire the counter people?
Right. The idea is the when you get a lot of job seekers coming in, you don't know just because someone's drained a fry vat before whether they're actually going to show up to drain the vat. Right. So our assessment, our work ethic will give you a view of their soft skills. Do they are they organized? Do they have a good work ethic? Are they honest? And so you can choose to interview fewer people. Right now, because of the economy, they're getting stacks and stacks of applications, and it just takes so much time. So we save them about 30% of their time in the hiring process, and then we help them lower turnover by only hiring the best people with the best soft skills.
Okay, so do the applicants go online and fill out this information, or does the company do it once they get those applications?
No, a lot of times we collect what we call a mini application for them and then pass them over to the assessment, the work ethic assessment, or whichever one they want. And so in some stores, we have like those little deli ticket numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They pull that off, and it has the website on there, and they go to that website and fill out the application rather than do that in the store.
And then you'll be able to assess.
And it's instantly, they get like 4 seconds after they're done, the manager in the store has the report available. So they not only know the individual traits this person has and the percentile rankings they have on those traits, they get a set of tailored questions for that person to ask in an interview if they choose to interview them.
So you're going
to
do about 500,000 applicants in the coming year is what you're forecasting?
Oh, yes. This past year, we're well over 250,000 and growing fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, what is this brand of yours called? Your company's called HR Gems, but the particular product we're talking about?
We call it Trait Set.
Trait, T-R-A-I-T.
Trait Set, because we want, it's a set of traits that make the person's work attitude. In other words, we're not a compatibility personality test. We're going to help you understand the person's actual approach to work.
Their behavior?
How they behave at work. And when people listen to what our trait set has to say, they're happy. When they ignore it and hire the people anyway, they're usually very sad.
Craig Madison, what would prevent someone from answering questions a certain way to get hired, but then they're just lazy or...
Well, what will happen is we have questions. The psychologist who designed this usually catches these people. We have ways of determining if they're fibbing or not. And then also those trait set questions at the end, when they come in for an interview, you ask them those questions. They're not going to be able to lie then. I mean, it works. This thing really does work. You'll catch them.
So it's an assessment tool and a filter that helps a manager at one of your customers know what someone's about before they finally interview them, and it saves them a lot of time in doing the initial interview and filtering.
It does. We have a new feature we added this last year. It's called Red, Yellow, Green. And the manager of a store can just decide, I'm not even going to look at anybody who's a red, you know.
Okay.
As long as they're getting enough greens, that's who they want.
Oh, are yellow is a judgment.
Are we profiling?
Well, it's no different than if you hired a psychologist to sit in your store,
right,
and somebody came in and he interviewed them and then said to you, this
right.
person's good, this person's not.
Right.
Except this is a lot cheaper.
Right.
Right. We let our, for the price of the subscription, they can use it as many times as they want. I mean, it's not a per use fee, it's a subscription fee.
There's got to be a big number of people applying for these types of jobs that you're doing right now. You know, you told me before the show, 5 times as many applicants at some of your customers that there have been in prior years because the economy is so down.
Oh, yes. So that we can help them call out the obvious ones that don't fit really saves them a lot of time. Plus, there's a competitive advantage when they're hiring the better people that leaves a pool of, well, less excellent pool for their competition to hire.
So a lot of the customers you have are in the food area, like Shakey's and Beef O'Brady's and Buffalo Wild Wings. But this product sounds to me like it might work in other applications and other vertical markets as well.
It would, and it has. We have had customers in other areas. We're focusing on the food service industry and hospitality industry simply because that's where
demand. Yeah.
That's where we've taken off.
Yeah.
We're talking with Craig Madison, and his company is HR Gems Inc. Online, you can go to HR Gems. That's G-E-M-S. HRGems.com. Larry Eiler from Eiler Communications. It's our Tech Tuesday segment here on the Lucy Ann Lance Business Insider, live from the Suburban Collection at Jackson and Wagner Roads, which will soon be expanding, as we mentioned earlier. So the companies that come to you, what other kinds of services do you have with the products that you've developed besides this one that you mentioned?
Well, there's 8 different assessments right now. Actually, there's another couple, but the main ones are work ethic, customer service, leadership management, sales potential, antagonistic behavior, and then working with numbers. We have 2 different versions of that depending on the kind of business you have.
And how much does this cost for a company? What's your price range?
It depends on the number of employees. You know, a restaurant with only 5 staff is not going to pay the same as one with 100 staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, again, you pay per month and you use it as much as you want. And the prices range from, say, $40 to $100
a month. Mm-hmm. Wow, that seems worth it to prevent a potential problem down the road.
Well, you think that just turning over one employee costs you $500, $600 mm-hmm. because of the training and the lost time. So that's about the annual cost of the fee. So if we save you from one bad hire, you're way ahead of the game.
What about government units or organizations that have unionized employees, which are often hard to disengage those employees once they've been hired?
Mm-hmm. We're open to any opportunity. Anybody wants to talk to us about traits that we're willing to sit down and help them use it. But right now, we're just, you know, like most businesses, we take the path of least resistance. I mean, mm-hmm. wherever the opportunity is, that's where we go.
Well, the least resistance has finally come up. After, I mean, your business is 6 or 8 years old.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You had 3 or 4 years where you were really trying to fight to get customers, and now you've got some people knocking at the door. And you've got 1,500 locations that are using this trait set.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, already.
And your company, how old again?
Well, the first idea for the company happened when I began business school around 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But we've actually been a full-time company since about 2003. And, you know, it's the chicken or the egg thing. When no one's heard of you, it's hard to get customers.
Right. Listen, business owners out there, this process sounds phenomenal because it can take candidates that are applying for jobs at your company. They can apply online in a paperless format, about 12 minutes for an application and questionnaire. Employers can sort the database by desired scores or the position sought and get the results in about 4 seconds. And think about all the people that are applying for jobs these days. This makes it much easier to get the top quality people you want in your company.
And in a fraction of the time.
Wow. Love it. Craig Madison, product of the University of Michigan Ross School of Business.
Yes.
And he now has this company called HRGEMS.com. You can check it out online, HR Gems Inc. and HRGEMS.com. online. I think it's really great.
Lucy, if they want to learn about TraitSet, they can go to TraitSet.com.
TraitSet.com. That'll get you right to that part, and you can learn more about it to help out you and your business hire better people. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Eiler with Eiler Communications on our Tech Tuesday, 1290 WLBY.
Be careless.